94EJY.
KO4HKX.
Patrick, is that you? I just saw driving down Whitehampton. Well, I think I figured out what my radio was doing.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was just overheated, and I had it. It was set to the full 50 watts output, so I think it was a safety feature keeping it from transmitting too long.
That's very possible. It doesn't seem to be doing it now, anyway.
Have I had any issues with it since I adjusted the power? I tried it again last night, lowering the power down some, and it was working fine, so I have a feeling that's probably all it was.
This is something simple to fix, right?
Yep. I was worried it was the connection on my microphone here at the unit itself where it plugs in. So, yeah, luckily it was just a little too toasty in the truck for it.
I know over the weekends I throw a hat over mine if I don't take it off the dash and the actual main RF unit is down low on the floor where no sun can get to it.
I got mine mounted underneath the kind of cup holders in the middle dash part. It's out of sight of any sun, but I had left it on. I'd run into Lowe's shortly before that and forgot and left the radio on while the van was off, so I think it just got overheated. The fan was running on it, but it was still so hot in here, I think it was just too much for it to handle.
That. Well, I'm going to jump off here so I can get into these next shops. Good to hear you, and give that brother of yours a hard time for me.
Well, we'll be together this weekend and next week, so I'll tell him what's, I'll give him a good kick in the leg for you. How about that? All right, I just want to say hey real quick, KF4EJY, I'll be clear.
73, KO4HKX, clear.